One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, ShellPoint Television Channel 13 programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now, here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, October 30. It's entitled, Preparation. 1 Corinthians 11:28 says, "Let a person examine himself." I grew up in a gym. Well, not literally, of course, but it has been said about me, and I've said it about myself. In truth, I loved basketball. I played every chance I got. When I couldn't get into a gym, I would command the little court my dad had fashioned for us boys in the backyard. There are pictures of me shoveling snow off that little court so I could imagine myself draining the winning jump shot in the final seconds of my make-believe championship game. What modicum of success I had in basketball, not much really, a very good high school player on a very weak team, was the result of hours on the court. I made plenty of jump shots, averaged over 20 points a game, but never the winning shot in the final seconds, and we were never close to a championship game. But preparation made all the difference. Malcolm Gladwell made a name for himself as a writer by popularizing the 10,000-hour rule. The rule was that to achieve expertise in pretty much anything, you had to engage in that endeavor for 10,000 hours. That translates into 20 minutes of practice for 10 years. While the validity of that rule has been challenged, there is no dispute that, as more than one astute scholar has noted, plenty of perfect practice makes perfect. Preparation is also a biblical principle. Unfortunately, it's not a principle we hear about very much. The principle is established early for the newly redeemed Israel, as Moses led the people out of Egypt and they found themselves in the wilderness. God planned to meet with them, but he wouldn't let them meet with him without preparation. Quote, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments and be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people.'" Unquote. Exodus 19, 10 and 11. It took two full days of preparation for their worship service. We don't usually think about preparation for worship until we walk into the sanctuary or when the organ begins the prelude. This week, we will enjoy the Lord's Supper together. But if there is anywhere in the New Testament in which preparation for worship is encouraged, it is in regard to the Lord's Supper. Paul says, "Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." 1 Corinthians 11:28. The consequence for failure is significant. He says, "For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." 1 Corinthians 11:29. Paul is quick, however, to give the requisite encouragement. "But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged." 1 Corinthians 11:31. So, preparation for the Lord's Supper is not to be taken lightly. I recommend setting aside some time for reflection on your own standing before God in anticipation of our precious time of communion this week. And as we conduct our self-examination, what kind of assessment would give us the confidence to experience this means of grace? Well, I find the admonition of the Heidelberg Catechism regarding who should take communion to be helpful. So I conclude this message with the words of this historic confession. Question 81 says, "Who are to come to the table of the Lord?" The answer is, "Those who are displeased with themselves because of their sins, but who nevertheless trust that their sins are pardoned and that their continuing weakness is covered by the suffering and death of Christ, and who also desire more and more to strengthen their faith and to lead a better life. Hypocrites and those who are unrepentant, however, eat and drink judgment on themselves." The Heidelberg Catechism. I trust you will find yourselves in the former category rather than the latter. See you soon. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.